to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. Got Evan on the board, going to be joined shortly by Matt Rothschild of Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. And Evan, as we were opening the show, we missed the start of the Merrick Garland press conference at the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., and his first point was the breaking news point. And so we got to discover what that was as we went into that last commercial break. And I want to share it with the people because that is the newsworthy aspect.
Yeah, we got one clip here.
Yeah, we got one clip, and let's play it for the people, Evan.
Okay.
The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter.
Boom.
All right. So
that's why he mic dropped.
Everybody that was asking to see the receipts telling Merrick Garland, don't delete anything. If we take over Congress, we're going to come and investigate you. Everybody that had that kind of tone after the search of Mar-a-Lago on Monday is about to get to see what was actually in the request. And there was New York Times reporting earlier today as well that a subpoena for the documents was sent to Trump this past spring. So this was an escalation.
And that was in the news too. I remember that. Yeah.
And so he had been requested to return them. He acted like he had already returned all of the documents. There was a subpoena served. He didn't do that. And so the Department of Justice and the FBI had to go through the courts to get this search warrant authorized. Trump himself confirmed through a wild statement on Monday that this had happened. And so because of all of those events, now Merrick Garland is saying, well, fine, if the public's interested, and since the subject of the search, former President Donald Trump, already confirmed that the search took place, which he did on Monday, then Merrick Garland is requesting the DOJ to unseal the sealed documents. And so we are about to get the receipts for what is happening with the Department of Justice recovering these illegally removed. I don't know how else you classify it. Like
stolen.
You want to try to give him the benefit of the doubt, but yeah, stolen documents. He left the White House with them. He was told not to take them.
Yeah.
He was asked for them multiple times in multiple different degrees to return the documents, and he has not done that.
And it's true. A lot of this is going to be confirmed in the coming weeks, I imagine. You know, we don't know if this stuff was packed up for him. We don't know if he set stuff aside and hid it, you know, and walked out with it. We really don't know the circumstances under what this information was removed, but we know it was removed, and we know that he had it.
I would have
what? It was 12 boxes, right?
I believe it was a total of 25.
Okay.
And there was a total of 25. He gave 10 or 15 of them back, and so still had 10 or 15 of these boxes, is from my understanding of the reporting, is essentially what happened. He had taken a lot of the documents. He had given some of them back, but due to logs that the National Archives has, because all of this is tracked, there's a paper trail for all of it. Every single tweet, we're finding out from the January 6th committee that even a draft tweet of the president that does not actually get published on Twitter, but had suggested he was prepared to march to the Capitol on January 6th, that draft was saved, and it was saved with a stamp on it that the president had seen it.
Yeah, there's a reason why aides are so practiced at piecing together burnt scraps of paper.
That is how thorough the National Archives is at keeping a public record of everything a president has done.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, like the mobster he is, doesn't like the paper trail. And so he either had these documents printed out for him while he was president and then realized he couldn't delete them or destroy them in the White House, so he left with them. And to my understanding, I've listened to several different media sources on and some national security experts that had previously worked in the Obama White House. And essentially, when Obama was there, they were transitioning from printed off materials that the president would be briefed on to tablets and iPads and keeping secure so not all of this would be printed off and being able to be removed in that nature. You'd have it on devices that you could then follow the chain of where the documents were on devices. So it's already an extra step for these documents to have been printed out. That is going beyond the norm when it comes to the way that this type of classified information can be taken out of the White House. And so there were extra steps taken by Trump's team for him to have these documents printed and then taking those printed documents down to Mar-a-Lago. I can't imagine that the Department of Justice and the National Archives is concerned if these were the weather maps that Trump had drawn a Sharpie sure. on and yeah. he just wanted to take his art project home with him down to Mar-a-Lago and put it on the fridge down there, I don't think this search would have happened on Monday. This isn't some National Weather Service map that the National Archives is like, we need that back.
Didn't Trump himself strengthen these rules in results to buttery mails, buttery emails?
Mm-hmm. I got the joke.
Oh, hey man, I gotta explain it every now and again for the benefit of the people. But didn't he make it like an intense felony to do exactly this?
Not an intense, but I think it's like subject to a year or two. I think is potential and a fine. But the biggest thing that Trump made it a felony to remove classified information illegally. You're barred from public office in
the
future.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't think the fine or the jail time are really what should be scaring the president, because say this little slip up of removing the paper trail illegally gets him barred from the ballot, then that prevents him from being protected by presidential immunity ever
too
again
sweet.
From being reelected.
Too sweet.
And so then maybe he should be a little bit more concerned about jail time for, I don't know, fomenting an insurrection? All right. We got Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign joining by me. We get to some Wisconsin headlines as well as this news breaking with Merrick Garland over at the DOJ. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We'll be right back after this quick break.